No, baby. J-A-M-A-L-L is in the house. What's up? There's a Kelly on the end of it, though. What's up to all the beards? What's up with the walkers? How the park's doing? I see y'all. Huh? Need I say more? How my fellow family whites doing? I might be out there at the reunion. See some white skin that's got my blood in it, huh? You know, now, listen. We grooving right now. You know what I mean? From a Pandora, just give them a shout out. Cause I ain't giving them no more money. Can't get the $9.99, but you might afford that. If you get the $9.99 a month playing at Pandora, just give them a shout out. So I am using their features. Grab to the Canadian business and ethics, y'all. So now y'all listening to it now, I got some money now. You gotta pass some around. What's up with the hook a nigga up, hook a brother up program? So we definitely gonna get into that one. I'm gonna get into that one this time. So I mean, this is Pandora. My Pandora is an online radio. Put it on your app on your phone. Download the Google Play Store or App Store probably, but definitely Google Play Store. And they let you make your own radio stations. You pick your artists. And they just play similar music back and forth of artists that fit into their genre. And this is the Music Genome Project Pandora stems from. To map out our music, where we map out, you know, our medical genes, and this is a portion of us. You know what I'm saying? So we have Portishead Radio. Is this here for the radio station I put on? Portishead Thumbs Up. You can throw up certain songs, things like that, and they'll circulate it back into your radio station. You know, people can log on to your radio station. They put it on your profiles and things like that on Pandora. It's the best online radio I've got. I mean, you got SoundCloud now that you can access the features with. To log on to, I think you need SoundCloud, you're going to be able to put YouTube on your TV or something like that. I'm using it for some reason, but when I listen to my music, and I try a lot of them, I go to Portishead, I go to Pandora, and I go to Portishead a lot, and it's a free app, but there's marketing in it, and if you don't have the money for the subscription, you don't pay the subscription using that free app, then you can't, there's no restrictions to the music, you might have to, it's gonna stop. The music's gonna stop like every 3 hours and you have to click the screen and say you still wanna listen. Then it'll start back up again right away. There's no delay after that. But it does do that pause. And that's why I stopped doing it. I don't wanna, in the middle of the night, I turn my music on and I go to sleep at 8 p.m. say, and I wake up at 12 a.m., I want the music still playing in the background. And you don't have to reach over and click a couple of times on your smartphone. But I'd rather click on a couple of times on my smartphone, which is basically hitting the power button, going and then accessing Pandora there in my tray if it's not up on front, and then hitting that trial thing. I mean, that keep going thing. They keep putting trial offers in front of you. Like, do you want a trial offer of our service? Of our pay service, our subscription service in front of you. So you have to click out that, and that might stop the music for you to click it. And I don't like that at all. Interruptions are so scant, though, for $9.99. I'd rather do that than $9.99. That's the thing, and that's the choice that you have. And some other features in there, too. The layout's better, the software is a little bit better when you're paying $9.99. So what I did is I did a free trial, and they kept putting it in front of me, the software changed all around. Much better software, much better layout. I liked it. But I have that option to opt out after 30 days of paying the $10 that they wanted. So I opted out. I don't want to pay $10. I started out music online with a Cricket service and a Samsung Galaxy something or other. And Cricket gave you for $5 a month. They gave you Move Music. So I'm like, okay, unlimited music. You can play any song you want. You can search and skip whatever song you want. Play over and over again. Or play a whole album and everything. It's like unlimited music forever. So it was $5 a month. So that's where I started out my value system of music. You know what I'm saying? That's all online music. How much I would pay, how much I wouldn't pay. How valuable is it to me? Well, I would enormously enjoy having it. There's no way not. But I can get it for free. If I had to pay for Pandora, I would switch the app. That's the bottom line. Because of the basis that I came from my value system, which is intrinsic value and things like that, are also... the values of where you came from, where you're at. You might say $9.99 is not even a consideration. I'd be mad that they didn't just auto-charge me. this auto charge button. Just, I don't have to do all this paperwork here on this digital paperwork and getting my subscription to it. Why did I even have to do the free trial anyway? They used to have on Google the option to immediately get the one that's not free and stuff like that, like the app that's not free. Now when you scan Google Play Store, it's all free apps, and then you can have to search for this version, for instance, of the voice recorder I'm using, or this is the pro version of it, and doesn't have the ads in it, and I therefore have to now pay a one-time fee to own that application. I can use it over and over again. Well, the subscription service, like with Pandora, is a little bit different. You have to pay $9.99 every month on it, so I wouldn't do that at all. But the value system, now we're getting into it, we'll turn the music down a little bit. The value system that we've got going on in our country involves categories of value that have categories within themselves. So intrinsic value, there's different types of intrinsic value in my opinion. For instance, I was talking about the diamond earlier. I want to segue back into it because just getting rid of the diamond ring, we've also been getting rid of something every little girl in our country, the United States of America, looks forward to putting on her finger at some point in her growth. And there's a lot of energy that went into her gaining that value there. That's not just given to her in her because her family's there. Given to her around her, it's given to her because the family that's her bloodline connected and other bloodlines connected outside of hers from way, way, way back when. So we have a value in that diamond there. I wouldn't get rid of the diamond ring for a wedding ring, as we're talking about on a woman's finger given from her man. And also there's a value system in within that. How much did you pay for the diamond ring? And how was her reaction to the diamond ring if it was cheap compared to the cash level, if you have that, or compared to your economic level? Or cash structure. I say cash level. within these boundaries, we have our suffocations. There's no doubt about it. So this is now in Sonic Renaissance. Now, when I say in Sonic Renaissance in my this discussion, so when I say in Sonic Renaissance in my podcast, what I'm meaning is that I am, we can say medium. So I can feel the energy and the vibrations vibrating back and forth off of me. Same as the value system energies are vibrating off of you when you walk through a casino full of lights and things, or through a shopping mall. So what I would say is that you have the opportunity to see further along certain lines that I lay out, and ideals and logics that I lay out, just as a segue, and other podcasts that I have and other writings that I'll put out. And then we'll go right back to topic. We have the money, paper, value. This is part three. As you know, I part things up sometimes. So this is money, paper, value three. Jamal Kelly, stand-up comedy, sitting down. The heritage value of intrinsic value, in my opinion, is something that we lose as our generations go forward. Because people die off and forget the value that they saw in things, and they haven't taught it to anyone else. It was intrinsic in their opinion. It was assumed that they would have that idea of the circumstances and of that value, and the assumption was inaccurate. So we have something like a diamond ring for a wedding finger, for a wedding situation or an engagement situation, in which you have that heritage value, and it is there in that fashion, to the point where it's so ingrained in our community where it's not going anywhere unless it's deliberate. We'll always do the wedding ring. The question is, how many people are going to do it? Because a lot of people in the African American community consider themselves married when they haven't even stood in front of a justice of the peace. You know, still say my wife. Let alone have a wedding ring on the wife's the woman's finger. They could be married at the justice of the peace and not have the wedding ring. But by and large, it's still that idea that we would require it, as far as I could tell. I've been talking to the younger generations, so we want to keep those sorts of things from dying off, in fact, since we have them there anyway. Study them for long term as energy patterns layouts. How these things fluctuate and how to help us, these antiques and things like that, and sonic collaboration. So we have Also, with the issue, the money paper, a value issue, I wanted to go into. So I wanted to do that with the diamonds there. You know, I'm not against taking the diamonds out. So there's things that we would keep, even though it would seem as if it's a misallocation of monetary resources, like pennies, for instance. So I can understand them taking their time with getting rid of or changing their mind about getting rid of paper currency, you know, coin currency, going to our credit system. But I mean, we can. It's not what the complicated, you know. And we can do it. I say right now, just whether you want to or not, we can do it by just now. This is an announcement. American paper money is not worth anything. All of your value is on the credit card. So that is $1,100 in your hand. You can throw that away. The $100 is now on your credit or debit card. It's right there. So you just toss that all. We went through all the stuff, went through all the money you had, stuff like that, all your claims like that, and it's right there now, right there. And then you can just go ahead and put the paper money in a shoebox or something, or auction it, maybe it worth something, and write down why you had that dollar in your pocket or whatever. You understand? And then that penny is just, now you can go take that to the scrapper and get some copper. And then you can do it that simple, just would we or not. So would we do it or not at all? So we have, what are the advantages for the government, employees like the senators, et cetera, for doing it at all? Why would they wanna? Like right now. Well, number one, the money that we need to make the purchases when we need cash money are point of sale purchases that probably involve crime. That's why, including tax evasion. You only get cash. You only need cash, really. Well, I'm walking around that. I don't know where you're walking around that, and not a card, is if you want to buy, say, a Lucy, which is illegal to sell in the streets, really. Because they broke it down, and it's like tobacco without a license. There's a lot of Lucy is buying one cigarette from someone instead of buying a pack from a store. Because you don't have the $10 for the pack, you have 50 cents for one cigarette. So you just get the one cigarette to smoke, and you smoke less that way. But some people think it's more expensive, but for me, it's not. I really buy a cigarette maybe twice a month. So I have other ways of getting tobacco, and I smoke pipe tobacco. So if you're a heavy smoker, obviously buying a pack is the only way to go. But so, and things like drug deals, for instance. You need your cash, or you can give it to your drug dealer. Or people that are selling Lucy's are not, in fact, going to, or someone, if it's not drug, if someone's selling water on the side of the highway when you're driving by on a hot day in the summer in the city, and you just give them the dollar, and they hand you the water through the window, and you drive forward. Or someone selling ices at the park. They just got a little bit of bucks, and they sell some ices at the park. They're supposed to account for that as income tax. They make a certain amount, they got to pay money to us for it. And then we give the money back to ourselves and spread it out across the country. The people that don't have money to allocate our assets a little bit more better, it's our money. The dollar in your pocket is our money, not your money. We're giving it to you, guaranteeing you through the federal government that we're going to cover your debts up until the value we're saying based on the money that you have in your pocket right there. And we're blasting at them with the U.S. military and taking the products if you've already given them the fucking money. And then we'll give you the money back. Understand? That's invading our country. The answer is no. We start with the police or the civil court system, but it'll go up to the military, guarantee you. If they go against the money, that's why it's there. Yes, there's more military force against us, and you're just fucked over. We don't want to be in that fucked over situation. We got nuclear warheads. But nonetheless, the focus back down onto the niche, all those hand-to-hand transactions are taxed less because they're not taxed and taxable, and probably criminal outside of those aspects as well. You understand? So that would be the idea. How much of those buddies, so you want crime to still go and cook it so people can get their food. I suddenly have a doctor or something like that, or going to get a job because now they can't get any money from someone without putting it on their phone. All they're going to do now is say, well, that $10 I got from him because when he comes by, I like to shake his hand a lot, and he gets my energy when he shakes my hand. He's a white boy. He wants black man energy, shake man energy. So that's why I get $10 from him every Friday, or every 3 days, on the phone. Not they're not going to continue to sell drugs. They're just going to have to now pay taxes on the money. You can see it, especially if you auto-tax it, because they keep not paying their taxes on their money over and over again, and you keep calling them in. They're only street level, but they're not paying their taxes on $50,000 a year. So you get just whatever money they get off their get from their sales, the taxes come right off the top, income taxes, and go straight to you per sale, per transaction. That would be an incentive, say, for Congress to say, go credit card. Get rid of the currency that's counterfeited on top of it. So we're paying money for fake money. Small businesses hang the counterfeit bills on the, when they get them on their bulletproof glass in these cities. So everyone, every customer can see, I'm not accepting the fucking counterfeit. That, whatever, that counterfeit bill ain't gonna fucking work. You already got me for 20 bucks. No, I'm not happy. And for my fucking product, you pissant. That's what they say at those stores, because the ones that don't check, really, or that would have any concern at all, are not corporate-owned and they're mom and pop. Those are the ones that are hanging them up. They're corporates. I guess they have to hit the insurance companies on that loss. But how much are we losing every year to counterfeit bills? As many of them I've seen just hanging up and having contact with one of them my own. I bought a counterfeit bill, kinda, from a vendor that had a counterfeit bill hanging up, pissed off, that someone had tossed her a fake 20. And as I bought it, I bought the 20 for 10 just so I could look at the counterfeit 20. Reality, it would look really good. I was like, what the fuck? And I never had that kind of money before. No counterfeit money before. So I had it for a while and ended up giving it to somebody. It was like, this little token. The only thing, it's counterfeit money if it doesn't say copy or sample on it. It's exactly like a dollar bill, but it doesn't say copy or something on it. That says it's not a dollar bill, not valid tender, then it's counterfeit. And the Secret Service investigates you, and the country doesn't like it a lot. But you figure, how much do you think is counterfeit? We lose for counterfeiting every year. I would say it's money if I've seen hundreds of billions. I mean, 200 billion. Of counterfeit money, I would say, circulates through America every year. You say, well, that's no money for counterfeit. Yes, it means those homeless, 200 billion means there's no homeless people on our streets and all living in mansions for free. Maybe you can slap them around. They can do some papers like this, podcast, money, paper value, from stand-up comedy sitting down. It's been 16 minutes, ladies and gentlemen, and I've formed a habit I like when I end these things off. As I tell you, I want you to email me, jamallkelly@gmail.com, on anything you can do over the issue of quick money. How do you get some quick money that's legal, particularly from home? Not any bullshit. Don't send me anything where I have to manufacture. If I have to give you money so that now I can make money, then I already have my money. I want your new money from me. How do I do it? I'm doing these podcasts completely free. How do I do it completely free? How do I now get some money? And how do I give you some money? Really quickly, then you go ahead and email me that, and I'll email you a few based on your circumstances. So email me that, and then email me your circumstances. You live in a city, or you live in the suburbs, etc. And I'll email you some quick money come-ups that are legal. We have a little bit of cash in our pockets back and forth, make our podcast a little bit more valuable. This is Jamal Kelly. Right now you're listening to my Pandora, broadcasting it over my Bluetooth speaker from my smartphone. And then I'm recording this podcast on my tablet. And this is High, is the title, from Wargant, I think. I don't have my glasses on. I reach across and get my glasses on. Right now I'm in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. I'm a Philadelphian. War Paint. It's High by a group named War Paint. I'm going to favorite it. I've heard it before. I'm going to favorite it so I can hear it again on Pandora. And I'm trying to find a favorite button and I don't have it. So I don't know the favorite button now. I already did favorite it. Maybe that's why I'm hearing it so often. I'm going to let you hear it a little bit as we fade off into the background. Once again, jamallkelly 169 at gmail.com. A little bit of listening music. The rest of this podcast is all music. You can click off if you want to hear me again. You're not going to.